Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of Scaling Wellness. It, as always, is so lovely to be here with you. So thank you for tuning in. Today is a little bit of a different episode because I was kind of inspired into this, not into it, not talked into it, that makes it sound really wrong, but inspired to do this kind of episode by my coach, because she is talking a lot about building in plain sight, showing people what you're doing in your business to show, you know, and kind of demonstrate this idea that nothing is perfect, that there are, you know, iterations and revisions, and we're always kind of perfecting and going backwards and forwards and rethinking things. And so I thought that actually that's really relevant for you guys, and particularly relevant because I think that I tend to attract people pleasers, perfectionists, doers, people that are really kind of keen to kind of crack on and get stuff done, but they also want it to be really, really high quality and really good. And what I want you to kind of maybe take away from today's episode is that nothing is perfect the first time we create it. And the brilliance of that, and actually it was pancake day yesterday, and we all know the first pancake is always pretty rubbish. And the same is going to be true for your online product. The brilliance of that is that when you're in the service industry, you don't have to have perfection, right? No one really cares how perfect your product looks, how perfect it sounds, how perfect it comes across, how perfect the marketing is, how perfect the website is. They really care about the transformation and solution that you're going to get then. So we need to make it less about us and more about them. And the same is true in my business. I need to make this far less about me and how well I'm doing and, you know, how perfect what I create is, and make it more about showing you how my business is evolving and how imperfect actually it is, and it can be behind the scenes, but how that imperfect action can still create pretty remarkable results. Same is going to be true in your business. Imperfect products and services can still create hugely transformational results for your customers. So we're going away from perfectionism. See, I can't even say the word. How perfect am I? Can't even say that. We're moving away from perfectionism, and we're moving towards a more open dialogue around what this world of online wellness looks like and how challenging actually it can be. Now, honestly, I'm going to be talking about what's changing in my business, why it's changing now, and what's triggered that shift. And so the first thing I wanted to go through with you today, and one of the things that I am rethinking in my business, is how I sell the products that I sell. And one thing I work closely on with clients inside the accelerator is how to actually bring their product to market. So how are we going to actually get people through the doors? Now, in my business, my goal for the Scaling Wellness Accelerator, in order for me to hit my annual goals, I know that I need a minimum of 5 people to join the program every single month. And that always felt for me quite light because I come from a background of wellness whereby, you know, my membership, I would have needed, 500 people to be paying every month to make anything close to what I make from 5 that I'm getting at the moment. So 5 felt really light. And it has felt really doable. And over the last kind of 6-8 months, it's been very predictable, very doable, and it's kind of held the stare in that I am hitting those numbers each month with relatively low lift. Now, that on the surface can seem quite easy and quite light for people. And I think it's quite appealing, actually. And when I speak to wellness experts, the idea of this kind of hybrid model where you can have something available all the time, but people buy at certain crunch points of the month. And that feels quite appealing for lots of wellness experts. And it's worked really well, but there are some downsides to it. And I want to go through those with you because I don't want to ever portray an image of things just being really easy, because, you know, running a business will challenge you and test you, and it's really not easy. And so I wanted to be really honest about what that looks like for Lizzie's. So at the moment, I run a monthly workshop. And some of you will have been to that workshop. If you haven't been to it, there's another one coming up at the beginning of March. And essentially what I do, my month looks like the 2 weeks before the workshop, I am moving people into the workshop. So I'm either sending emails to my new audience members, or I am DMing people on Instagram who have signed up and followed me in the past month. Or I am speaking about it on Instagram, or I am, you know, doing events where I'm talking about it. So it's kind of like all roads lead to that workshop. I know that when people come to that workshop, I have a pretty high conversion rate off the back of it. So I know that if there are people in my world that have downloaded a freebie or come into my email list somehow, I know that they tend to, if they're interested in working with me, the next step for them would be to come to the workshop. And that tends to be a really nice opportunity for them to spend some time with me. But from my perspective, although that works quite well, from my perspective, it means that the 2 weeks leading up to that event are pretty much focused on filling that event. You know, I know I want to get, you know, over 50 people, let's say, in each workshop, because I need to get a certain amount coming on live. I know my numbers really well, so I know that if I get a certain amount live, then a certain amount will buy. So I know those, I have those predictable metrics that I know that happen every single time. So I know if I only get 30 people registering, then the chances of getting enough people on live to actually fill those 5 spots is probably quite low. So all roads lead to that workshop, which means that my focus really needs to be on that workshop. So that's for the 2 weeks leading up to it. Then I deliver the workshop, which in all honesty is an absolute joy. I don't have any issue with doing that. I would do that happily every day. It's enjoyable for me. I'm working with people that I like working with. I'm delivering content I think is really valuable for them. I get great feedback. So the actual workshop itself is really low lift. Although I do know working with my clients and experts in wellness who are doing workshops for the first time, I know it can be a really daunting task. What I would say to that is that a workshop, masterclass, webinar, if you're running it for the first time, we in the Accelerator have a very predictable formula that you can implement into that workshop that makes it less scary. But turning up live and delivering something with slides and, you know, with a script can feel really scary to begin with. But it is a really great way of people getting to know you and like you and to trust you. Being on something live with you is really impactful for that. So although it can feel a bit scary, for me, I've done probably nearly 100 workshops in the last 8 years of being online. So it's become quite straightforward for me. So I really enjoy that part of the process. And then after the workshop, the following week is kind of open cart, it's like. So it's the opportunity for anyone that was on the workshop to kind of cash in on their bonuses. So they might be offered a bonus in the workshop, which they can redeem for a certain amount of time after the workshop is finished, which means they can join the Accelerator with a bonus period. So that really takes up about 3 weeks of every single month. And although it works, this is the point I want to get to today, is that it works, but it's heavy. And I think when you're creating businesses, we start off by just doing what works. Get something out there, get it up and running, get it functioning, start working with people, get yourself into the space, knowing that there will always be a refinement phase. I work quite a lot with clients in setting up their kind of nurture sequences and their need magnets, building an audience. And so often we get
or they
get really hung up on the lead magnet, on hung up on getting the perfect email. And actually, what I say to them so often is, don't worry too much about it. For the first instance, let's just get it out there. Then we refine it. The refinement job is easy. Getting it up and running is hard. So let's just get something out there, knowing that it will not be the final version. It will not be, the lead magnet you make today will not be the one you're using in 6 months' time. So don't overthink the process. And the same is true for me with the workshops. This is how I've started building the accelerator. Bearing in mind, the accelerator isn't even a year old. So it's how I've started to build it. And it's worked. But now I'm looking for different metrics. I know I can get the numbers in each month. So now how do I reduce the load on me each month? And there is a couple of ways that I could do that. I could bring in support. I could get some external help. I already have a tech VA, Kirsty, who is incredible, who helps me with a lot of the behind the scenes tech stuff. But I could get someone else in that could help me with more of the other bits surrounding it. That would be one option. The second option would be to change the process so that I'm not doing a monthly live delivery, but I'm doing something else. And so that's the point I'm at the moment, is kind of making that decision on what that conversion process is going to look like each month. I know my numbers, so I still know how many people I need to be bringing in. I still know how many people I want to support, how many people to hit my goals, but also be able to give them good value and not overload myself so I can't spend time with my members. That would be a step too far. So now it's about refining that process. And one of the things I'm considering is the idea of a funnel that leads people to a pre-recorded workshop rather than it being live. And that would mean that I would be able to pad out the funnel in the background to do a lot of heavy lifting for me. And the other thing I am considering is that I know that most people that work with me go through at some point my private podcast. And if you haven't seen that, it's on my website and it's called Not Failing, Not Scaling. It's meant for anybody that has a digital product already who knows that it's got potential, but it's just not growing. And so lots of people that work with me go through that private podcast first, and I can see that. My data in the background tells me that. So I'm considering the idea of putting more money into that funnel and less money into a live workshop funnel, and putting some ads to the private podcast instead of the workshop, and seeing how that works and testing it and seeing how that changes things. One of the things that we work on a lot in my group is the idea of testing. And even at the point where I was running the digital course creator, which does still run, but without my input these days, one of the modules is around being the scientist, putting that scientist hat on, you know, being okay with things not working. Now, the problem I have at the moment and the sticking point that I've been talking to my coach about is the idea that actually what I'm doing at the moment is working. So it is a bit scary to change the plan and do something that is untested and unproven, because the whole time I'm doing that, I'm risking my sales. So I need to be really careful about how I manage this process and how I move that sales conversion strategy across. And so that's what I'm working on at the moment, is that kind of behind the scenes. How can I have lower lift from me in terms of the delivery of that live event, and how can I move that more into a streamlined funnel, more of an evergreen process that people can go through. So I hope that's useful, just to see a little bit of the behind the scenes of the launch process that I have. The other thing that I am going to be doing in terms of selling is that I've never been a huge fan of launching, because I don't love the idea that a big launch is responsible for 90% of my annual income. And because it can be great or it can be awful. And, you know, if you have a failed launch, then that's quite terrifying. So I've never been a huge fan of launching. But what I am going to be doing is this year bringing back intermittent launches. So doing a couple of bigger launches each year, where I look at a different process of delivering conversion for people. So delivering some kind, I'm not sure what it's going to look like yet, but some kind of event. So it might be like a 3-day live event. It might be I don't know, actually. I haven't put much thought into that yet. But there's going to be some kind of spot. I'm going to call it a spotlight event. So it's like a launch. And the great thing about doing that in my business now is that the downside of launching is that you get real spikes in revenue. So you might do a launch in April and then you might not do another one until September. And the downside of that is that you're only getting paid at those two points. But because I'm working out this consistent monthly process, it means there's less pressure on the launches so that I can absorb those spikes in income whilst knowing that they are bonuses rather than feeding my family. You know, the background launch monthly process will still feed my family and pay for prom dresses. So that is the kind of purpose around that. And actually, one of the other reasons why I'm bringing in more launches is because one of the things that I've realized working with my clients in the last 6-8 months is that actually most wellness experts really like that live launch process because it means they are able to do it termly. So they can sell at certain times rather than always having to be selling. One thing that's come up a lot recently is that all of my wellness experts I work with are also running in-person businesses. So they are not sitting around doing nothing the rest of the time. They have a whole schedule that they're working with. So actually launches, live launches, bigger launches work really well for them because it means they can have a period of time that is high energy, high impact, and then they get a downtime. It also means they can work it around school holidays. It means they can get a lot done during school holidays when they're not running the in-person timetables. So actually launch processes are really coming in much more heavily into the accelerator. And so that leads me on to what I'm changing in the accelerator. And you will have seen probably on my stories that I've been trying to kind of bring you along on this a little bit with me. And I'm going to be doing that a little bit more openly over the next few weeks. But essentially, one of the big things that I work with clients on is this idea of creating a process for your customers, a step-by-step plan that they will work through to get the result that you're promising. So rather than saying, you know, I'll get you strong in 6 weeks and then just piling them with videos to do, it's more about, right, what are the processes? What are the things that if we did nothing else, what are the things that would get you that outcome? And rather than giving them loads of stuff, giving them just the minimum viable product. The great thing about when you do that is that you then have the opportunity to really tailor that stuff. You get really precise. And with that precision comes a signature method that is specific to you. Now, when you have that signature method, that is your IP. That's the thing that is going to elevate you above all of the other wellness experts out there who are just plying their numbers with stuff. So signature systems, methodologies are such a fundamental part of what you need to grow your digital product. Where it doesn't need to be is in a founder version. So if you're coming into the accelerator as a complete newbie and you want to create a digital program, your signature system is not something I would be advising you spend time on. I want you to work with your founder members, run the pilot, iterate, pivot, you know, listen to feedback and make it scrappy. But once you run it a couple of times, then the signature system becomes really valuable because then we're moving from something that is untested to actually a process. You know, there's a reason why Couch to 5K works and is impactful for people. And that reason is because it is, you know, they're not giving you 5 stretches to do a week, 3 videos to do, or let's build up your calf strength, but let's also look at your core strength so your back doesn't go. They are just giving you the minimum viable product to get you from 0 to 5K. And that's what we need to be doing more of. That signature process is so impactful for your clients because it will mean they don't get overwhelmed and they actually get the result. We're not giving them more stuff. So that's one thing that I've been working on really heavily inside the accelerator, and it's actually launching probably before this episode goes live inside the group. And we've always done this. And in the accelerator, anyone that's been in the accelerator so far has had access to all of this stuff, but really via me. So we would have conversations about it and we would have one-to-ones about it and I would give feedback on this stuff with this process in mind. But what I'm doing at the moment is formalizing that. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want people to have a clearer curriculum that they can follow inside the accelerator. Because now we are kind of 8 months down the line, I'm really starting to get a feel for what's working. And the minimum viable product for my customers, for you guys, is very, very simple. There are two parts to it. And this is what I've been working on. So this is my signature system. The first part is your holistic offer. Now, I've called it holistic because it fits in the wellness kind of jargon. It implies that it is a well-rounded offer. But also, I was able to fit my steps and processes to the letters of holistic. So I came up with the process first, and then I asked ChatGPT, how can we make this work with the word holistic? And so, full disclosure, that is not my, it's not my process. I have actually iterated it a little bit. ChatGPT's version wasn't great, but it gave me the bare bones. So I've been able to fill that out. And so the holistic offer that I've been creating, this signature system that is all me and all my process, is made up of a few steps. Now, anyone coming into the accelerator, whether they have a product or not, needs to go through the first few steps. So we look at the human. H is for human. So that is your avatar. That is your one person that you help. What is happening to them? What is their problem? What are they stuck on? Then we look at the O is for outcome. This is the promise. This is the dream outcome for your customers. What is it that they want? What will feel easier for them? What can they do that they couldn't do before? And then we look at the L, which is lived experience. And this is their pain points. This is where they're stuck. What is going on for them? And what are they struggling with? What is holding them back? So those are the three parts that everybody that comes in goes through. Because most people, even if you're coming in with a digital product, most people do not have clarity on those three things. And if you cannot tell someone who it's for, what the promise is, and why they are the right fit for it, they will not buy. A confused mind does not buy. And what you might be thinking, you might be sitting here thinking, well, I know that. I know that. I'm clear about that. But what I would encourage you to do is ask people if what you are selling is clear. Because one of my Love Me coaches, Rach Waring, said recently, you can't read the label from inside the jar. And I think this is really important. You need to get feedback on this stuff to know whether or not it actually speaks to your ideal client. And this is what we do in the accelerator. At this point, we have what I call a bleeding neck checkpoint. Now, this is where you would go through a quiz inside the accelerator to check that this actually does what it says on the tin, that this actually is a viable offer before we move forwards. So we don't want to start selling or putting ads to it or getting great branding or, you know, spending a load of money or time on an offer that isn't viable. So this is the bleeding neck checkpoint. Okay. So we've got our first part of holistic. The next part is that we want to look at casting the vision. The I is inspiration. What is possible for them? What is the big transformation they're going to get? How will they feel once they've worked with you? What does a day in their life look like that's different after they've worked with you? So we've figured out where they are now. That's island A. And now we are visioning. We're casting the vision for them for island B. And then we look at creating that signature system. Now, this is something that I would say if you're a founder and creating a founder version or a pilot version of your group program, membership course, one-to-one system, whatever it is you want to sell in wellness and deliver online, you may not need the signature system if you are doing a founder version. You can have a rough guide, but you don't need to be spending too much time there. The toolkit is the same. That's the T for holistic. The toolkit also is going to be up for grabs a little bit for a founder version. You will have a basic toolkit. So you will have basic, the toolkit is the inclusions. It's the duration, the pricing, the deliverables, the tracking, the milestones, you know, the accountability, the support. It's those things. So you'll have a basic idea of that in your founder version. But when you come to be refining your product, you need to absolutely know what's going to be, what's the support architecture? What's the container? What does it look like for your customer? What are they getting? How long are they getting it for? So all of those inclusions, that's the T. And then our final two pieces are the I is inner fears. So we are looking at objections. What are your customers objecting to? When they tell you they can't afford it or now isn't the right time, what is it that they're actually objecting to? What is the fear that they are feeling that they're not telling you about? So we need to be able to bust those objections in our marketing, not necessarily in a conversation. We're not going to argue with them over whether they can afford it or not, but we need to be able to bust those objections so that they feel confident that they are going to get return on investment and they're going to feel safe while they are doing it. And so the final part is the C, which is credibility. And this is your proof. So this is where you're sharing your testimonials, your case studies, your story of yourself, your stories of your clients. And if you haven't worked with clients on this yet, you might be saying things like, you know, if I was going to help Kim Kardashian to feel less stressed, this is how I would work with her. So you're not necessarily showing proof of what you're doing, but you're showing kind of how you would do it. And that gives that kind of credibility to what you are offering. But equally, if you have testimonials from your wellness business that don't necessarily directly relate to your online product, we can still use those. So we can still show a lot about who you are and what kind of, how you work with people, what kind of a coach or teacher you are, and through past testimonials. And so Whistle Stop Tour, that is the holistic offer. There are a couple of bonuses. We talk through what's relevant for what stage of business you're at, whether you're building your pilot founder version, how you want to launch this and run it and deliver it each month, each term, each year, what that looks like for you. And then there is a graduation point for this stage of the accelerator. And this graduation point is where I look at your holistic offer. So all the way through the accelerator, we have loads of support, loads of Q&As. But this gives you a line in the sand whereby, okay, I'm signed off. Now I can go and sell. Now I can grow this. I can sell this thing because I know the bones of it are good. The difficulty we have in wellness is when we are doing all the right things to sell our products. We're doing the launches. We're doing the evergreen funnels. We've got a lead magnet. But if the product is no good, people won't buy it. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. It just means it's badly packaged. It's badly explained. It's badly promised. So we need to make sure those things are in place first. And then to move on, the second part of the accelerator. This is the second part of my signature method. And this is all about the grow section. This is where we look at how we sell. And so this is a little bit shorter. I'm not going to go into such a lot of detail for this section, but this is basically around gathering people into our world, building our audiences, making sure that we're using really, really solid messaging. So this will translate into your emails, into your social media, making sure that you're speaking to your people, not just following an algorithm or following what other people are talking about, but speaking to your people in a way that is compelling for them. And in a way that speaks to all the different buyer types, you know, all those different people, the ones that want these, you know, the ones that want specific results in order to help them to make a decision, or the ones that want a little bit of a hand around their shoulder to make a decision. There's lots of different reasons why people buy. So we make sure that our messaging speaks to those people. And then it looks at the launch process. How often do you want to launch? When do you want to launch? And how are you going to launch? So is it going to be a workshop? Are we going to be running a founder launch? Are we going to be doing a no-lift and lead magnet launch? There's lots of different ways that we can launch. We could do a challenge or a workshop. And we're going to look at you making that decision. And then you will have the guidance inside the curriculum to help you to implement it. And of course, I'm here in the background. And so these are the changes that I am making inside the accelerator. And the reason why I'm sharing this now is because I think it's really important that you can see that this is not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect in any way, shape or form, and I certainly don't claim to have the perfect solution. But what I am doing all the time is listening to my audience, listening to my clients, listening to what's working for them, listening to the extra gaps that I need to plug for them, the areas that I can help them better, the areas that I can iterate, so that I'm not resting on the fact that, okay, I'm a good wellness expert. I've been doing this for 20 years And this goes for you guys too. Like, just because you might have been in wellness for the last 10 or 20 years does not mean that you are an expert at translating that into an online product. So you need to be listening to your customers. Listen to what they want. Don't bombard them with stuff. Start thinking about how you can get really specific and create a transformation and solution that really speaks to them. So it's about pulling down those perfectionist barriers, because none of us are perfect at this. And I hope that today's episode has kind of shown you that it's better that we're not, actually. It's better to not be perfect in the service industry. It's better that you are adapting and listening to your customers. We don't want to be perfect. We don't want to position ourselves as better. We're always learning. We're always iterating how we help and how we communicate that help and what we offer and how that offer is packaged to make it better and better and better. There is always space to move to. Okay, that is my soapbox. I think we've covered everything that I wanted to cover today, and I hope that's given you a bit of an insight into what I'm doing behind the scenes, and also some kind of inspiration for maybe some of the things that you could be doing behind the scenes, and maybe a little permission slip to actually be imperfect and, you know, make that a green flag, that actually imperfection is the new perfection. I hope that's landed for you. I hope that's been useful. If you have any questions, I'd love to hear them. And I will see you back here again next week. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.